Here we go. Let's welcome Pete Van Lierop to church this morning. He has a word of testimony that he wants to share with us. And I remember years ago, even before I met Pete, Dick Shore talked a lot about this man. And he said that, in describing Pete, he said, Pete is just nothing more than a big, lovable bear. And I said, I would like to meet that guy one of these days. And look what the Lord has done. He brought him right into our church, and he's a very active member of our church. And he has a word of testimony of what God is doing in his life. Go for it.
Thank you. I've always wanted to do this. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. I wanted to do that. And so thank you for, I feel when you come up here, it's nice to be able to hear. Because I know I'm not the only hearing person here. But I got some good news to share. Is that, you know, I've been fighting diabetes for the last 10 or 15 years, maybe more closer to 15. And so so they didn't know what they were going to do with me, because the next step was going to be the shots and everything like this. And I'd had the strongest pills and everything like this. And that's how it was left. And so my honey said, to talk to Mary Ann, because she retired from the group health, and she was the one that was, that she worked with the diabetes part of our. So I talked to her. And this was a little while ago, and she says, Pete, there's nothing you can do except you got to lose some weight. She said, that's really what it all boils down to. And she says, I can talk that way, because now, she said, I've got a couple of pounds myself. And so I received what she said. That was the first start of it. And then in June, I went in to have this gold ball taken off of my elbow. And so then they... the first anesthesiologist came in, and so then he said, did I hear you want to talk? And I told him, I don't want to be put to sleep, and everything like that. And he said, well, I'm usually the one that makes a call on that, and everything like that. And I said, well, you know, when I get my tooth fixed, they don't put me to sleep, and so, make a short story. So then he left, because he didn't like me saying what I wanted, because some people at my age, they'll have this operation and it's not life or death, but they don't wake up as good as what they went into it. So then here they send in the another doctor, and here she comes in. I thought, well, great, now I got a woman. And she said, well, what's that supposed to mean? I said, well, I know I'm not going to win this one. And I said, send another guy in here. She said, no, he's not going to work on you. He's all done and everything like that. She said, what's the problem? And I said, well, do you see any advocate here? And I said, I'm my only advocate. So then I told her what it was. I've had some friends. She said, well, they had Alzheimer's. I said, well, nobody's checked me for Alzheimer's, you know, type thing. She says, Dad had had it for months, and his operation was a terrific success, but he didn't completely wake up, you know, type thing. She says, well, I hear you and everything like that. So she said she was going to do something different, just give it a local and remove the gold ball. So she says, but I want to talk to you about all the pills you're taking. And she said, have you heard of them? And I said, yes, from my pastor's wife and everything like this. She said, those things are going to take your kidneys. She said, this is terrible, all these pills you're taking. And she said, if I was your doctor, you'd lose 35 pounds, and I'd get you off the pills. And Mary Ann was the 99th time that nurse, that doctor, was the 100th time, and it registered. And I said, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to show you I'm going to lose 35 pounds. And so then I come home, and the third person, and my wife, and so then she and her girlfriend have been going to this class for 3 months and having terrific success. And the main thing is about sugar, leaving it out of your diet, and then you use up the sugar that you got stored. Real simple, and everything like this. And I watched them for 3 months, so then I told Patricia, well, now I'm ready, and so she designed a plan and everything like that. So now that was the 1st of August, and then when I went in December. After I ate from 1st August until December, I went in for the blood check from my regular doctor, and they called me right back. They said, quit taking all them pills. Your blood sugar is so low, it's not even on a chart for the diabetics. And I told them, I said, I quit taking the pills. Because, and how did you know to do that? And I said, well, I was either going to go back to sugar or take pills because I was dizzy. And so naturally I gave up the pills. So they got me right in there and everything like this, and she couldn't believe it. But now I lost 70 pounds. And so then here comes the good news. So then all the time I'm witnessing, Marcy's a perfect example. Now she breaks up, Marcy, she looks up. Marcy it has been very victorious, and she just doesn't touch a drop. I'm a foodaholic and everything like this. There's a certain taste I can't have, and so I don't put that in there. And so Marcy's been the fourth lady that was the good example to me. And so now Wednesday morning, excited because I'm coming to Bible study, excited because it's my honey's birthday, and I get her phone at 8 o'clock. The nurse couldn't call quick enough, and everything. She said, "The last blood test, you're no longer a diabetic." And that's the Lord. That is wonderful news, and everything like this. And so no more pills, and not being a diabetic. And I just thank the Lord. All credit and glory goes. We give Him. He's the number one. That's it. Our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Pete.